I only come out here on Wednesday nights to try to improve the level of thinking of our communities. Otherwise, I could stay at home and sleep all night. That's the only reason I come out here. Because it bothers me every week to see our people being duped by Negro leaders. And nobody has the temerity to stand up and say otherwise. I know there's a lot of people that don't like me. A lot of people think I run my mouth too much. So be it. Negroes don't like you anyway. I'm going to give them a reason not to like me. See, some of y'all running around here, people don't like you, and you don't know why. I know why folks don't like me. And I don't care. I don't care. Because I'm only going to throw out the truth. People can't deal with that. And I can back up everything I say. I can back it up everything. I invite people. They don't like what I say on this stage, they can come on this stage. If they don't like what I say on radio, they can come on radio. All right? You can say what you want to say, but just invite them on. Just let them make the mistake of confronting me. The one final point I want to make, and then we are going to do a serious love offering tonight. And this is concerning our speaker for this evening. And actually, I'm the person to say this because we should do more tonight than just to receive her wisdom. We should not only give sincerely and openly, but we should also pledge to stand behind her. I want everybody to understand this. And I'm saying this because I've said it before, and I'm not saying it tonight to personalize anyone. I'm not calling anybody this. I'm just making an observation that you've heard, some of you heard me say before. While some might say that we live in a democracy, in our community, we are not represented by the best and the brightest. Everybody, I don't care whether it's in politics, law, or whatever the endeavor is, we are not represented by the best and the brightest. The best of our people and the brightest of our people are somewhere suppressed. We have a way as a people of killing the best and the brightest. We have a way of killing the best and the brightest. And I say that black people live in a morontocracy. Morontocracy. We are led by people with limited intelligence and no wisdom. We live in a morontocracy. Morons. Rise to the top in our community. And we find ways of destroying those who exemplify the best of our tradition as a great people. And we try to present ourselves in a self-fulfilling prophecy of what white folks have said about us. And so, it was not surprising to me that when the job of program director at WBAI came up, that the best and the brightest would not be chosen. Now, I want to say this. I know Eutrice is raring to go, but I need a little time myself. Because sometimes it takes other people to say something for you. And this is just as important as what she's going to say. I understand this situation because when you're the target, you really want somebody else to speak for you when you're the target. And I have stepped forward on many occasions where other people were under attack and stood for them. But I continue to stand for them even though they have not understand the notion of reciprocity. They forget about reciprocity, but I'm not inspired by reciprocity. I'm inspired by the legacy that Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth and Fannie Lou Hamer left me. Nat Turner and Denmark Vesey, Marcus Messiah Garvey, Malcolm X. I'm inspired by those. So whether there's reciprocity or not, I don't be Elijah Muhammad. I don't worry about reciprocity. Whether people have been right to me or not. People call me all the time and say, how can you be with certain people because you did so much for them and they did nothing for you? I don't worry about that. I don't worry about that. There will be a day of reckoning. There will be a day when the Creator and the ancestors judge my heart. And that's what I live for, that day. I don't live for what you think or how you judge me. I'm not concerned about your judgments. I'm concerned about the Most High. And so, when I heard the process was is that there were 30-some-odd candidates. And that, in the end, the search committee chose Eutrice Lead as the one most uniquely qualified to do programming for WBAI. And then the general manager, the station manager, stepped forward and said, I'm very concerned about your choice. I'm very concerned about your choice, and maybe you need some more time to reflect. And they said, no, we don't need any more time. We have carefully analyzed the credentials of everybody. And this sister rises above everyone who applied for the job. And she then rejected this process and decided unilaterally, I suppose, or sided in conjunction with others who probably don't even look like us, that it would not be Eutrice, and that instead it would be Bernard White. Now, let me say this to you. I know Bernard very well. I've known him for a long period of time. The most honorable thing that Bernard White can do is to accept the process. That's the most honorable thing that Bernard White could do. I know that if I was in the running and if I had been chosen over Eutrice, ultimately, and had became the candidate despite the people's choice, that I would have rejected it and said that unless you can show that this was not a fair process, that Eutrice should be chosen as our next program director. Now, I'm saying that's on my own. Now, this is what I'm telling WBAI. There's a program on WBAI called Democracy Now. Democracy Now means that it should be ruled by the people. I'm going to tell WBAI that I'm waiting for the next time they raise funds for that program. All right? I'm waiting for the next time because I am going to personally make sure that no self-respecting African in this town give a dime to WBAI. No self-respecting African. Because if this woman can unilaterally decide on her own, then she should put the money out of her own pocketbook. Well, I'll pay for WBAI. Why should you finance something that you don't have no input in? Unless you're just some Negro funky and won't be a part of anything. I hope I get a copy of that list and see any of your names on it. And I'm going to deal with this on Sharp Talk on Sunday night. I hope I find your names on it. I will visit your house. Anybody that know me know I will bring a mob around to your house. I'm going to have my tape recorder running. I hope I do hear them call your name. Negro running around talking about, well, you know, who is mad to be telling us what to do? I'm the same as that cracker that you listen to. Negro going running around talking about, well, who is he to tell us these things? I'm the same person that that cracker is, who you don't dissent from. And all of you that have been to court with me, you know I don't back down to these crackers. And I'm not going to let some white man elevate himself over me for you to start listening to. That's who I am. I'm just as good as any white person. In fact, even better. We're not going to continue to allow people to stand for us, fight for us, and try to teach us. And then we're going to allow other people to come in and destroy them. We're not going to allow that. They can't give me a reason why that they could not accept that recommendation. It's not an issue whether she is better than Bernard White or Bernard White is better than Patrice. It's an issue of process. So I want to let Utrice know that we love her for all of the many years of struggle. Dr. Jones says that, citing a professor, Dr. Thompson, that there are three kinds of men or women, I suppose. There are